Krishna Das from Malaysia. I am a disciple of HHJPS Maharaj. No, he didn't write that. He wrote HHJPS. I suggest that you don't just reduce the name of your guru to initials. You have enough respect to type out the few extra letters. Otherwise, you can make your japa session easy. HK, HKKK, HHH, HR, HRRR. It'll be quicker, but you won't get Krishna consciousness. Jai Om Vishnu Pad, JPS, Kijai. Say the name. His name is there. So, my question. What is the difference between Madhvacharya's teachings and Mahaprabhu's teachings? Can we read the articles released by Madhva Mutz? What is the relationship between our Siddhanta and theirs? Why does this Siddhanta differ, even though it is coming from the same line? Can Maharaj please shower your mercy upon me? Well, I wonder why you're interested in why it's such a big thing for you. What's the big interest to read things from Madhva Mutz? Have you read all of Prabhupada's books? Whatever Madhva and all the acharyas taught, you will get everything, the essence, everything you need by reading Srila Prabhupada's book. Not only Saransa, not only the essence, but tremendous details. Srila Prabhupada gave so many books, and how many devotees are reading them? So, better read Prabhupada's books. It's not outside the scope of Krishna consciousness to read books from, or articles from the Madhva Sampradaya, but why? How many things can you do in your life? And then you can read from Ramanuja Sampradaya, Vallabh Sampradaya, there's no end to it. Better to concentrate what is required for your own spiritual advancement. And there may be, if you happen to be engaged in some scholarly service of doing research or writing, then you may read discursively. Well, not exactly discursively, but widely. You may read various things. The difference between Madhva teachings and Mahaprabhu's teachings, well, the essence is the same. Our acharyas identify us with the Madhva Sampradaya particularly because of Madhva Acharya and his followers, total destruction of the Kevaladvaita Vad or impersonalistic philosophy, and his very strongly establishing that Vishnu is supreme and that the jivas are subordinate to him. So this is the basis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, there are many, in philosophical points, there are several subtle points of difference. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts Krishna as the original form of the personality of Godhead, whereas Madhva accepts Narayana. Madhva is explained as promulgating that there are three kinds of jivas, the mukti yoga, tamo yoga, and samsaric. Those who are eligible for mukti, which means to go to the spiritual world, those who are eligible for going to hell, and those who are, that means in sattvagun, rajagun, and tamagun. They're all eligible for mukti. Anyway, it's quite complex. I'm not saying I understand it all. All the jivas are eligible for mukti. Some get mukti by going to the spiritual world, some get mukti by going to hell, and some get mukti by remaining in the material world. That's how I've seen it explained. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants to take everyone to the spiritual world. In Gaudiya teaching, which follows Ramanuja, the Shastra is considered, the Veda is considered in divisions of Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and the Bhakti portion. Upasana Khanda. But Madhva doesn't accept this. He says that all the Shastras only speak of Hari Bhakti. In Madhva Sampradaya, the impersonal Brahman is not accepted. So there are, you could say, some very serious differences. What to speak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's promoting Rajagopi Bhav. Coming from the same line, yes. From the Gauriya perspective, the Gauriya Siddhanta is the conclusion of Madhva Siddhanta, which the Madhvas, they will never accept. It's a very big topic. It's not one that I've researched fully. I don't think anyone's researched it fully. From the point of view of day-to-day practice of Krishna consciousness, it doesn't matter that much to our spiritual lives. From the scholarly point of view, it is important. So if someone, I would like to, I'm not going to do it myself because I don't have time, I have other things to do, but I would like to see someone give a full, do a full research project on that. Research is one thing, and then giving the conclusion, the philosophical understanding, that is something else. To do this properly, you'd probably have to, it would have to be a whole study of Vedanta. Actually, that has been done to some, to quite some extent already by Sundarananda Vidya Vinod in his books written in Bengali. But the conclusions he comes up with are not necessarily the ones that, they're not the ones that we would come up with. For most people, for most devotees, we can remember the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru, Murka tumi tomar nahi vedanta adika Krishna mantra japa shada e mantra sa. That you are a fool, you have no qualification for understanding Vedanta, just chant Hare Krishna, that is the essence of everything.